give the class standing up on our legs in the generation of Rabban Gamliel, are you lomdim Torah
ba'amida?
What?
The boys say, Bezat Hashem, we're dedicating the shiur for the health and the success of the soldier Itai Ben Avraham, with all of the rest of our brothers, soldiers that are fighting for us, and we're fighting for them. That they all gonna come safely, healthy, happy, to tell the miracles to their mothers and fathers back home. So, Bezrat Hashem. We learned from the wonderful Torah Lamed Vav, almost in the end of the Torah, that a man should shout to Hashem Yitzbarach, and when he's shouting, not less than 70 voices, Azay Niftachin Lo Sadot HaTorah. So then, from heaven they reveal, they open for him to see, to understand the secrets of the Torah. And we explain that the secrets of the Torah, it means the real will of Hashem Yitzbarach. The real will of Hashem Yitzbarach from us. On that, Bach Habakuk Be'emidan Alachat, and told us that all of the mitzvot depends in faith. If a man is keeping Torah mitzvot without faith, it's like that he haven't done nothing. And if a person believes in Hashem Yitzbarach, even without doing nothing, ויאמן בהשם וחשבה לו לצדקה. He just believed in Hashem Yitzbarach, and it counts as charity. Charity, mamash, that saves from death. Just by belief. I asked once the Rav Shalom, if a person believes that he's got a certain obligation, a mitzvah, and he's not keeping that mitzvah, just he believes that he should keep Shabbos, but he's not able to keep Shabbos, that he should put tefillin, but the tefillin weighs 200 kilo for him, he cannot put them tefillin, he doesn't have the power to put tefillin. Does the faith count for him, that he believes that he needs to put tefillin? Rav Shalom told me yes, and not only that, just also he's going to receive a reward on the faith that is larger than the reward that he was supposed to receive on keeping the mitzvah itself. Just on the faith. Just that you believe that Hashem wants you to put tefillin, just as on that you're going to receive the reward. Yes. Yo, Mamshichim. The mitamrin megalin lev, from heaven they reveal it to him, the real will of Hashem Yitzbarach, that Hashem wants us to be connected to him in faith. ומוליד נפשין חדתין, and by that you create new souls, כי מוליד תורה, because you bring down Torah, והתורה היא כלולה מנפשות ישראל, and the Torah is included from the souls of Israel. ומגלה הפנים של התורה, and you reveal the face of the Torah. What it means you reveal the face of the Torah? That you open the path for other people to learn Torah also. To reveal the face means to smile, to show a smiling faces of the Torah Kedusha. You have the merit to do that. You, by learning Torah HaKadosha, by screaming to Hashem Yitzbarach that you want to learn Torah, by that you open the path for other people to learn Torah. That the Torah is going to be tasty for them, going to be sweet for them, going to be nice for them, going to be pleasant for them, by the fact that you are screaming to Hashem Yitzbarach in more than 70 voices. 70 voices and not less. Means that you can pray on everything that you want, on your issues, on your problems. You go to the field and you scream to Hashem and you talk to Hashem. Not all of the screams have to be out loud. There are quiet screams that you scream from inside. I told you that once I have a friend that he was in hospital with his boy, that Baruch Hashem, everything went well after a while. But when he was there, he said to Hashem, Baruch Shomea Shtika. Thank you, Hashem, that you listen, you hear my silence, that I'm not talking. You can hear that also. You can hear the scream that is from inside. And every Jew got that scream from inside. Everyone that has got the soul is yearning. It wants Hashem. It wants to go back to the source, to the root, to the beginning, to the source of love, to the source of good, to infinity, to the light. And it screams from inside, it wants to explode, it wants to break through, to cancel, to love, to unity, to one. And the body is the prison that stops that. But we have that job, and this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates that mouth for us, that we're going to be able also to share and to talk and to express our hearts and to talk to Hashem Yitbarach and to explain to Him and to learn how to do that. To learn how to do that, you can do only by doing it bodedriyot. Only mideda beribo zachor ezkerenu od. Only when you experience that it bodedut, you can learn, you can take the second step. Without doing the first step, you cannot go to the second one. It has to be a mesirut nefesh that you go inside of darkness, that you don't have words to talk in the field, and you're talking on that. And you go to the field and you're standing in front of a huge wall, iron wall, cement wall, mamash, and you cannot approach, you don't know what to do. And from that disgrace, you're standing and you're saying to Hashem, I don't know how to talk to you, I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do, mamash, I'm lost, Ribono Shel Olam. And that is breaking through. This is canceling all of those curtains, all of those walls. It's just exploding them. Nothing stays. When you say one word of truth, immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to that place and getting rid of all of darkness, all kinds of darkness. Doesn't have no more power to stop you anymore. Hashem is with you. Why you don't see Hashem? Because you're not looking for Hashem. What do you do look? You look for your own success. You want the money. You want the house. You want the marriage. You want the shalom bayit. You want your selfish will. Even though that you think for yourself that it's also what that Hashem wants for you, this is what you assume, because you do want to serve Hashem Yitbarach, but still. If you're not happy in the end of the Yitbodedut, means that you haven't reached Hashem. Hashem Yitbarach, He is the Creator. He is the one that is making everything alive, like that it is now. And really, the conclusion in the end of the Yitbodedut is a huge smile, always. And if you're not coming with a huge smile in the end of the Yitbodedut, it means that you haven't reached Hashem in the end of the Yitbodedut. Because Hashem Havaya is in the present. Hashem's will reveals now in the present. What Hashem wants? What? That there is now. The reality is the will of Hashem. Who is the Creator? Hashem. Who is renewing the world every moment? Hashem. You don't like it? Go to another Yitbodedut. Go talk to Hashem on that again. Yesterday I read it, I was amazed to understand it. When a man is going to do his bodedut, he in the tefillah, in a book that calls Koach HaTefillah, the power of prayer, when you go to do his bodedut, you're not supposed to come, he's writing over there, the author, you don't need to come to change the mind of Hashem, to convince Hashem. Not at all. You just need to fix yourself that you're going to understand that Hashem, He is the only one that can provide it to you. Now, He's not providing, it's another issue. On that you need to work with Him. On that you need to talk to Him. Until He's going to explain to you why He's not handing it to you. For Him, it's like that to hand it to you. Things that for you are impossible, for Hashem, Yitbarach, the Creator, it's nothing. He created all of the world with Hevel Piv. Just He wanted. He haven't made a sound, a voice, with a small letter, hey, He created. The world, everything, with all of what that it contains, that we don't know what it contains at all. It's not the outside view that we can see. The outside layer that we can see. Everything is infinity. Everything is endless. Everything contains so many secrets that only Tanaim and huge righteous people through the generation realized what really it contains. And also them, like Shlomo HaMelech said, Amarti Echkema V'Yirechoka, that he was the most wise person in the world. And he said on himself that every time that he went to investigate on the wisdom, he saw that it's far, 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 far from him. Rav Shalom is giving a shiur. Wonderful. In 5 minutes, we have a class of Rav Shalom Arush.